The measure would force such companies to disclose on an internet database how much money they make and list any out-of-state subsidiaries that might affect their taxable income. If they don't pay any taxes in Wisconsin, they'd have to explain why. Green Bay sponsor Dave Hansen says it would help clarify why some businesses pay millions in state corporate income taxes, while others find ways to pay nothing.
The people of this state want to know if the system is fair and if all these corporate tax breaks are necessary. To have an informed debate, we need to know what works and what doesn't work.
The Institute for Wisconsin's Future released a report to bolster Hansen's case, suggesting that corporate tax loopholes cost Wisconsin more than $640 million in 2006. Wisconsin is already the only state where anyone can find a company's total tax burden. Although advocates say it's a complicated process, one quirk is that someone who receives the information can only repeat it verbally. They can't reprint it unless they're with the press. But Jeff Shepke with Wisconsin Manufacturers and Commerce says taking this extra step is an affront to businesses that are only following the law.
It sends a message to companies here and across the state that the state of Wisconsin doesn't trust you and that we're going to make it a more difficult place to do business.
Republican Senate Minority Leader Scott Fitzgerald called the Democratic plan a first step toward raising taxes in Wisconsin. Fitzgerald says it displays a new level of hostility toward Wisconsin employers. Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio.